Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Chaf Dalad, we are up to Sif Hey, the very last line in the Mechaber on page Kuf Mem Ches, about to turn on to page 296. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, Al Kol Bracha Sh'Adam Shomea B'chol Makom, any bracha that a person hears in any place, Omer Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shmo. So he says, Baruch Hu Uvaruch Shmo. The Mishabura says in Sif Kodon Chaf Aleph, if a person is standing in a place during tefillah that he's not allowed to be mafsik for Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, kagon b'psuke de zimra, for example, by psuke de zimra, the kol shekein b'birchas kriyashma, and certainly if he's in the middle of birchas kriyashma, afilu bein haprakim, even if he's between the paragraphs, asr la'amro, in those circumstances he would be asr to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. And so too, if a person is listening to a bracha that he is chayavin, and his kavana is to be yotze with the one making the bracha, for example, kibircha shofar umegillah v'kiddush uchiyah gavna, like the bracha that's made in shul for the shofar or the megillah or kiddush or anything similar, ein lanos baruchu v'rosh mo. In those cases, one should not answer baruchu v'rosh mo the shomea kaone. Because we know by listening to these brachos, it's as if you're saying it yourself. And it's as if you're saying the bracha yourself. And therefore, to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo in the middle of your own bracha, that would be considered a hefsek. The chayodam leaves off the tzarech in, but the evid, if one did say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo in these cases, whether it's okay or not, says the Chafetz Chaim, it appears to me that the evid, one does not have to be machmir, and it would be okay. Ayin b'sefer mogin giborim ashekosu b'shei ma'aser rokeach. And look in the mogin giborim, what he brings down from the ma'aser rokeach. Now if you turn to the back of the sefer, to page 36, and you look at note 37, he writes, that what does the ma'aser rokeach say in fact? Sheyesh lanos baruchu uvaruch shmo, v'afilu bebracha sheyotze b'yidei chova. He says differently than when bringing down in the Mishnah Berurah. He says that one should answer baruchu uvaruch shmo even in a bracha that you are being yotze yechiv. Kevan sheone kedei lahodos ulegadel shmo yizbarach. Since you're answering in order to praise and to raise up the name of Hashem, hareizem me'in habracha, that's simut the bracha. U'b'shalos tshuvas maram shik hasav, shebebeis hamejesh shel hachsam sofer hayu onim, that in the base measures of the Chassam Sofer they would say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo in a bracha that they were being yotzei with the Chazan, the Chassam Sofer lo micha, and the Chassam Sofer did not protest against this. Now if you look back at the notes before 37, quickly, note 34 was going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said that during Pesukei de Zimra, one should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, and the reason for that we learned earlier is because since Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo is not mentioned in the Gemara, and therefore one should not be mafsik in the middle of Pesukei de Zimra to say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. Then we said certainly in Birchas Kriyas Shema you shouldn't interrupt, and because of that in note 35, the Eish Al Avram writes that when he was the Chazan, when he was finishing up the bracha in Birchas Kriyashma of Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer Ma'oros, he wouldn't start with Baruch Ato Hashem because he was afraid that the tzibur would answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. He just said the words Yotzer Ma'oros. In note 36, he points out on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that in all these circumstances of Kriyashma, and any bracha that you're being Yotze with, like the bracha on the Megillah, the Shofar, or Kiddush, or anything similar, what about when a person gets an aliyah to the Torah, should people answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo or not? So in note 36 he writes, Va'al birchas ha'olah la'Torah, u'birchas ha'Torah, shekosav ha'olah ha'magin, sheyochal lanos. In those brachos one could answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. V'af b'shabbos shemiskavin l'hashlim b'brachos elu l'minyan mea brachos. Even on Shabbos, when like the Mishnah Berurah tells us, you're using these brachos, v'mashem your mea brachos, you still could say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. And lo neshach kehefsek, it's not considered hefsek, because you don't absolutely need those brachos for your chiyuv, you just need it to reach the mea brachos. Me'idach, on the other hand, Hagon Chaim Knieski writes, shekevan sheish omrim sheyotzim bazei dechova. Since some say you are considered being yotzei achiyuv with it, therefore ein lanos baruch hu v'rashmo, therefore one should not answer baruch hu v'rashmo to those brachos on the person who gets the Aliyah LaTorah. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, the last line of page Kuf Mem Ches, we're in Sifkotun Chav Beis. We said in all circumstances a person, except for all the exceptions mentioned earlier, one should say Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. The Remez Lazeh says the Mishnah Berurah, a hint to this is Mimash Omer HaKosra, from that which the Pasuk says, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godal Elokeinu. When I call out Hashem's name, so then you should praise, raise up Hashem's name, give praise to Hashem. And that's through saying Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. On the top of page 296, the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'odem, furthermore, Im kishemaskirin tzaddik basar v'dom tzarech levarcho. If when we mention a tzaddik who is a human being, we need to praise him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Zecher tzaddik levracha, that we should remember a tzaddik for bracha. So tzaddiko shel olam, the tzaddik of the world, meaning a kadosh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama, when his name is mentioned, we should give praise to his name. U'bracho shechasimoson kotzer. And a bracha that is a very short bracha in its ending, rakishtei tevos, it's only about two words. For example, kipokeach ivrim bebirchas hashachar, uchai gavna b'shmona esrei, like the bracha pokeach ivrim in birchas hashachar, and anything similar in shmona esrei, like Mogen Avraham, v'chol ha-brachos, me'anochon l'shlatzibor li'zoyer oz shelo l'mahar kolkach lachtom tekev as ha-bracha. In those cases when people are going to be answering Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, and all you have afterwards as the chazan is two words, Pokeach Ivrim, or Magen Avram, you should make sure not to finish off those two words too quickly. Elolishos Me'at, you should pause a little bit, Kidei Shekol Ha'onim, in order that all those who are answering Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, Yishmu Eze Bracha Mesayim Achakach, they should be able to hear what bracha you are finishing afterwards. V'gam Yu Yecholim Lanos Ha'omei Tekef, and that way they also can answer the Amen immediately. The ilavachi, because if that's not going to be the case, and you're going to say it too quickly, lefa'amim al yedei ha'kol shel anias baruch hu v'rosh shmo, sometimes because of the noise from the people answering baruch hu v'rosh shmo, harbe meha'onim einam yodim eiza bracha mesayim. Many of the people who are answering won't even know what bracha the shatz is being mesayim. V'gam aniyosam hu einenu tekef acha shekila bracha, and also the response of amen is not going to be immediately following the bracha. V'choze yeshboch shashal amen yisoma, and all that's going to fall into the category of the problematic amen yisoma that we'll see later on in Sivches in the Ramah. And therefore, one should pause a little bit to give time for people to say Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo before ending these short brachos that are only two words. If you look at the Shaar Tzion in Os Chav Dalad, he says this is brought down from the Beis Yosef. Umitam ze yesh nimnoim lomar Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. And because of this reason, that people might not be able to hear the end of the bracha, or they might say the Amen too late, some hold back altogether from answering Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. The Amen chomer mimenu, because the Amen you're going to say at the end is more chomer than the Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. So why should you say the Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo and risk the Amen at the end? You should leave off the Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, and that way you know your Amen at the end is proper. V'ayim b'maisa rav. But then the Shaar Tzion, the Chafetz Chaim, ends up and says, "Aval nochon lasas kamo shekasavti." The proper thing is to do what I said. But on ayin maisa rav, look at note number 40, which brings down from the Gra, where the Gra writes, they write about the Gra, Shelo hikpid lanos Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. The Gra was not makbid to answer Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, kevan shashatz lo mamten ad sheyasaimu laomro, because the chazan does not wait to give time people to answer. V'nimtza mafsid she'eno shomeas ha-bracha. Turns out he loses out, that he doesn't get to be able to hear the bracha. Ulam b'tosefes ma'iserav. However, in the Tosefes ma'iserav, kasav shatam ha-gra, he gives a different reason for the Gra, and that is shanias Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo nechsheves hefsik. It's a hefsek in the middle of the bracha. Mishum sheha amein holech al kol ha-bracha mitchilosa v'ad sofa. Because the amein at the end of the bracha is going on the entire bracha. And therefore you don't want to have any hefsek of Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo in the middle. So we have two possible reasons over here why the Gra did not want to answer Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. Number one is not to have a hefsek in the middle of the bracha, that the amein is going on the whole bracha. And number two, in order that you shouldn't lose out on hearing the end of the bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to come out that we should say Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo like the Mechaber, and just to make sure that the Chazan should give enough time to pause so that the Amen at the end will be an appropriate Amen. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivov, V'yanu Amen Achar Kol Bracha. Besides answering Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo in the middle of the bracha, we should answer Amen after every bracha. Bein osam sheyotzu yidei tefila, whether it's those who were already yotzei derchi tefila, bein osam shelo yotzu, or whether it's those who are not yet yotzei, as we'll see. Ube kavana, and you should answer Amen with kavana. Meaning what? Shechavein belibo, that you should think in your heart, emesi habracha sheberech hamavarech, that it is true, the blessing that the mavarech made, vani mamin baze, and I believe in this. Says the Mishaburah in Sifkadon Chav Gimel, Shelo Yatsu, we said everyone should answer Amen, whether those who are Yotzei Tfilo or those who are not Yotzei, Rotzalomer Afal Pishem Yotzim Achshav B'Tfilas HaShatz, even though now they're being Yotzei with the Tfilo of the Chazen, Einom Ka'onim Amen Acha Birchos Atzman. It's not like they're answering Amen after their own bracha, even though in terms of Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, we said it's like saying it in the middle of your own bracha, because of Shemei Ka'ona, and therefore you shouldn't say Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo. When it comes to Amen, says the Mishabura, it's not like answering Amen after your own bracha. Because Lamaisa, you're not saying anything, Elishomim. And that's in the Levush. So the Levush comes out to buy Amen, even though we're saying it's working out Shomea Ka'ona, but it's only Ke'ona, Lamaisa, you're not saying anything, and therefore you could answer Amen. When it comes to Baruch Hu V'Rosh Shmo, which is not as serious as the answering of Amen, there we say one should not say it in the middle of a bracha that he's being Yotzei with, according to many poskim. Not everyone, as we saw the Chassam Sofer, but according to many poskim, you should not do it, and that's because of Shomea Ka'onet, as if you're saying the bracha, and you don't want to be mafsik with the words Baruch Hu Uvar Hashemo. Sifkadon Chavdal, the Mishabura says, Ube Kavana. The Mechaber told us you should say Amen with Kavana. Ayin Bechai Odom Klal Vav Shekosav. Look in the Chai Odom where he writes, Diachavein Ba'aniyoso Amen Gam Amash Omer Hamavarach Baruch Ato Hashem. That you should have kavana in the answering of Amen, also on that which the Mevarach said in the beginning of the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem. Dahainu means to say, Sha'amar Hashatz Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avram. For example, when the Chazan says the bracha of Baruch Ato Hashem Magen Avram, Yechavein Ha'ona Es Ha'amen. The one who's answering Amen should have kavana. Amen Sheyehei Mevarach Shem Hashem Shoya Magen Avram. That praiseworthy should be the name of Hashem, that he is the protector of Abraham. So the Amen is not only going back on the Magen Avraham, it's going back on the whole bracha, that yes, Amen, that Hashem should be blessed, who is the Magen Avraham. And says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chafei, that the Mechaber said the Kavana is, Sheyechavim Libo Emesi Abracha, Vizeo Bebirchas Hoda. This that the Mechaber is saying, that Emesi Abracha, Shebircha Mevarach, Vani Mamin that's going on a Birchas Hoda. For example, Kigon Baruch Sha'amar, the Yishtabach, the Gal Yisrael Ochai Gavna, any other similar Birchas Hoda. Aval Betvila, when you're davening for something, there's a request, then Tzorach Sheyechavim a little differently. What's that? Emesi, it is true, what the Mevarach is saying, the gam ani mispalo shehi ratzon shehikun davarzeh, and I am also being mispalo that it should be the will of Hashem that this thing that's being davened for should be mekuyim. Kigon, for example, bebirchas atachonin, during the bracha of atachonin shebikish hamispalo choninu meitcha, where the person who is davening asked Hashem to give us das. And then he says, Baruch Ato Hashem Cholin Hadas. So Yechavin, the one who's answering Amen, should have Kavana, Emes Shehu Cholin Deya. Number one, it is true that Hashem is the one who gives Hadas. And number two, Vihi Ratzon Shechonin Lanu Gamkein Deya. And it should be the will of Hashem that He should also give us Deya. Uchiyai Gavna B'chol HaBrachos. And similar to that, when it comes to all the Brachos. Ubekadish Tzarech Lechavin Al Ha'osid Levad. By Kaddish, when we're answering, it should be about the future alone. Sheyomnu Dvarov Mashu Mevakesh, that it should be true the words that he is requesting, Sheyazgala Malchuso Bagolo Bezman Kariv, that Hashem should reveal his Malchus quickly and close in time. De Ikir Ha'inyan Bevada Yukuyim Levasof, because the Ikir Inyan of Hashem revealing his Malchus eventually will be fulfilled for sure. Kemosha Kosh, like the Pasuk says, Bayomahu Yeh Hashem Echad, that on that day Hashem's name will be one. But we're davening and answering Amen that it should be done. Ba'agol of Isman Korah, that it should be done quickly. Kosav ha'prin v'godem b'simen nun aleph. The ha'ona amen acha birchos ha'machazir. The one who's answering amen after ha'machazir, before modim. Lo yomar b'yachad amen modim anachnu loch. He should not say together the word amen and then modim anachnu loch. Ki amen koi ala bracha hanal. Because the amen is going back on the bracha before ha'machazir. Umodim hu inyan b'fnei atzmo. And the amen is its own entity that's coming up. Rak yishem me'at achar tevas amen. Just there should be a little pause. Amen. Modim anachnu loch. Note 45 points out that we saw the same thing by Kaddish. When a person is answering amen yehesh me rabbi, you should say amen, going back on the previous thing that was said by the Chazan. And then the request that he's making, yehesh me rabbi mevaruch, that's a separate thing, so there should be a pause there as well. Umishen is damen lo lanos amen al shnei dvarim. One who has a opportunity to say Amen on two different things, Onesh Shnei Amenim Zachar Zeh, he should answer Amen one after the other, two times. V'yechavein b'chol Amen Eser Inyan Amahu Oneh, and he shall kavana by each Amen which Inyan that Amen is going on. However, Utfei Adav Lomar Amen V'Amen, but it's best if he actually answers Amen twice with a vav by the second one, and he says Amen V'Amen. Says the Mechaber Vitamin Siv Zayin, Lo Yasiach Sichas Chulin B'Shah Sheshleil Tzibur Chozer HaTfilo. One should not be talking to his friend at the time when the Chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. V'imsoch, and if he does speak, Hu Chote, he is a sinner, V'Godol Avono Minso, and his Avera is too great for him to bear, V'Go'arimbo, and we scream at him. Says Ramah, V'yulmad bonov haketanim shianu amen. One should teach his young children to answer amen. Ki miyod sha'tinok ona amen. Because from the time immediately when a child is able to answer amen, yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. That's when he already has a chelek in olam haba. Says the Mishabur in Sifkadon Chavav, B'sha'ah, one who speaks at the time when the chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei. Rosalomer means to say, Afilu im yirtze lizor b'sov kol bracha l'chavim v'lanos amen. Even if the person wants to speak and still he wants to be careful to be able to hear the end of the bracha and say amen, still, that is a very bad thing. Kosa b'shlo, the shlo writes, Re'isi me'acharedim as dvar Hashem. I have seen those who are chared achar dvar Hashem, she'meisim min ha'sidr b'fneim, that they place a sidr in front of them, b'shas chazar satfilo, while the chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, ve'ineyem v'libam sham, and their hearts and eyes are in the sidr, sh'lo yiru chutzu, so they shouldn't look outside. That way they can have the proper kavana on every single word. But a person who speaks during Chazaras Hashatz, we said, his avera is too great for him to bear. Sifkot on Chav Zayin, the Mishabur writes, Kosav el Yerabba b'shem HaKolbo, Oy lahanoshim shemesichim b'eis HaTfilo. Woe to those people who are speaking in the middle of davening. Ki ra'inu kama b'eis HaKnesses nechrevu b'shvil avon zeh. We have seen many Batei Knesios that have been destroyed because of this avera of speaking during davening. And there should be appointed people that should be watching over and making sure people do not speak during davening. Says the Mishabur of Aitis of Kadon Chav Ches, one should make sure that his Banim Ketanim know how to answer Amen, because as soon as they answer Amen, they are able to get a chelik in Olam Haba. Says the Mishabura, V'tzorach she'echanuchem she'yamdu be'ema v'yira. One also has to train his young children that come to shul that they should be standing with fear and trepidation. V'aktanim b'yoser, and those children that are very young, harotzim v'shovim v'beisakneses v'schok, the ones who are running back and forth in shul, joking around, mutav shalol lahavim, it's better not to bring them to shul. Dehergel nasa teva, once they get trained this way, it becomes their teva, and it's going to be hard to break from these habits when they get older. V'gam shematridim lahatzibur b'tfilosam. Also, they are distracting from the tzibur their tefila. Umilvad kolzem. Besides all this, nochon lehaav hamevi ketanim ke'elu. It's appropriate for a father who's bringing these ketanim lebeisaknesis to the shul lahashgiach al bigdehem to be careful and to watch over their clothing v'sandalem and their shoes imhem nikiim to make sure their shoes and their clothes are clean. Kidei shelo lahachshil bazel lahamispalim besod al ramoseim. In order not to make those who are standing within their foramos to stumble if there's any tzoa on their shoes or anything else that's smelly. That will cause a problem to the mispalim. You have to make sure if you have little kids in shul, besides making sure they're not making noise and not distracting people, you have to make sure that their clothes are not dirty. V'ayin la'el, simen pe'alef, and mishaburas of katan gimel. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivches, lo yana omein chatufa. One should not answer an omein chatufa. What does that mean? Dehainu, ki ilu ha'alef nekuda b'chatuf. That means that you should not say an Amen Chatufa, that the Aleph in the word Amen has a Chatuf under it, which we'll see in the Mishnah what that is exactly. V'chein shelo yachtof, another understanding of Amen Chatufa is, shelo yachtof, you shouldn't grab v'yimaher lanos oso kodem shi'asayim ha'mavarech. You shouldn't be too quick to answer Amen before the Chazan finishes the bracha. V'chein lo yana Amen Ketufa, you also shouldn't answer an Amen Ketufa. What's that? Tahainu shemechaser kriyas hanun, that you're missing out on the Kriyas Hanun. It sounds like Amei, and you don't finish the word, you don't say Amen. Ve'eno motzia ba'peh shetaheni keres, and you don't say the Nun properly with your mouth, that it should be recognizable. Gam lo yafsik be'emtza hamila, you also should not pause in the middle of the word Amen. Let's stop over there in the Mechaber and the Ramah, and let's see the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura, Vaitir in Sekodon Choftes, we said you should not say an Omein Chatufa, which means that there's an Aleph that has a Nakuda of a Chatuf. Zok the Mishabura, Pirish Bishva. The Aleph should not have a Shva, it shouldn't be Omein. Vehu Adin Shelo Yomar Omein Bishar Nakudos, and so too the word Omein, the Aleph should not have any other Nakudos, Bishuruk or Bukholo Mokai Gavna. Either a Shuruk or a Cholom, any other letters, any other Nakudos you should not have. Ki b'cholze ein mashmos perusho loshen ha'amonas dvarim. Because any of these nekudos will take away from the understanding of the pirish, of it meaning ha'amonas dvarim, that the word should be true. Elo yikra ha'aleph b'kometz gadol. Rather, the amen should be said with the aleph having a kometz gadol, amen. And therefore, no other nekuda is appropriate. And then we said in Sifkatan, Lamed in the Mishabura is going on the other understanding of Amen Chatufa, that you shouldn't say it too quickly before the Chazan has a chance to finish. Says the Mishabura, Otzloma means to say, Shiyamten at Shiyashayim Ashatz Kol HaTeva Achrona Lagamri, that one should wait until the Chazan finishes the entire last word of the bracha. V'yesh anoshim shemaschilim lanos ba'od shashat omeid adayin b'chatzi teva achrona v'ze oser. There are some people who start answering amen already when the chazan is still halfway through the last word, and that is oser. One has to make sure that when he's answering amen, besides all the appropriate nekudos underneath each letter, but also that he waits until the chazan finishes the bracha completely before he answers amen. We'll stop here, and Amir Tzashem, in the next shir, we will continue and finish Sif Ches.